Nevada's Democratic caucus is still more than 10 months away, but the first major presidential hopeful has made her way to northern Nevada. KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger has the details.
It was a full day of stumping for California Senator Kamala Harris as she made her first visit to northern Nevada. Stops included a meet and greet with Washoe Dems, a roundtable discussion with teachers, and a fundraiser in Carson City. In a speech, the senator said that passing middle-class tax relief and expanding Medicare to all would be among her top priorities if elected president. Looking to set herself apart from a crowded field of Democratic contenders ahead of the 2020 primary season, Harris says she'll fight to correct the injustices she sees in America today.
The fight before us is a fight that is born out of optimism. It is born out of the knowledge and the belief and the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been. This is a fight that is born out of love of country. And this is a fight we will win. Because I'm going to tell you all, I fully intend to win this election.
While several high-profile candidates have made stops in Clark County in recent months, Harris is the first major Democrat to visit northern Nevada so far this year. But that won't be true for much longer. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is scheduled to make a stop in Reno on Saturday. Alex Goff is Nevada's representative to the Democratic National Committee. He says northern Nevada will play a big role in deciding who will become the Democratic nominee for president.
If you're looking to see how Nevada is going to go, you can tell by how Washoe County is going. You got to get those voters to the table. And so coming up here and developing relationships that will then pay off for hopefully you on caucus day, and then if you're the nominee later on election day, is going to be important.
There are currently 18 Democrats vying for the nomination. The Nevada caucus is February 22nd, 2020. Paul Boger, KUNR News.